Underground preacher checking in to the underground church. And today we're talking about on time. God is always on time. Because God is a good God. He's not just coming to give you what you want when you ask it right away. Before he gives it to you, he will make sure that you are ready for it. But not only are you ready for it, but you're capable of holding on to it. You are prepared for it. You can handle the blessing that he has for you. That's why it usually takes time. Because those who don't want to wait on God, because I noticed the wicked, the Bible says not to envy the wicked when he gets, what is it, gets rich. That's a way of saying it. Because the wicked, he's not understanding that he's being prepared for destruction. Because those who don't want to wait on God, they will go serve the devil. And what they're asking for, they're going to get it on a record time. Just like that. Not to say that the devil can bless you. The devil steals all those blessings from God's people anyways. And that's a different topic. But anyways, the devil will manage to give them that. And they will be happy. But you're forgetting one thing, though. The devil knows that a blessing given to you beforehand, rushed on you, is not good for you. Once you get given something beforehand, before being prepared for it, and you're not ready for it, it's bound to destroy you. He knows it. That's why he gives it to you. An example. You go in the kitchen. You use a knife to cut your veggies, to cut your meat. You know the proper use of a knife in the kitchen. Now you ask God for the knife. Let's say you, what age? 4, 5 years old. You see people playing with knives and you want a knife. You want to play with it too. You don't know better. You ask God for the knife. God tells you, well, I'm going to give you one, but just wait. And you don't want to wait. You go and you find you a knife. Tell me what's going to happen. You're going to cut yourself. And that's when you're going to realize, I wasn't ready for this yet. And that's why God is on time, which means the way he moves is to protect you. It's out of love for you. Protect you from yourself and protect you from destruction because you don't know what that blessing is going to come along with. So back to our example. God will wait until you hit, 16, 17, until you grow to understand the proper use of a knife. He's going to wait all these years before he gives it to you because then you're going to be mature enough to be able to handle it without doing damage to yourself. And that's why God is always on time. He operates the same way with every blessings. When you come and you ask him, he will give it to you, but he's always on time. And the Bible says that it's always good to wait on God. This scripture came to mind in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18.
Therefore, the Lord will wait, that he may be gracious to you. And therefore, he will be exalted, that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him.
You are blessed when you wait on God. Because when he shows up, he's not showing up for 1 day or 2 days. He's showing up for good. When you're praying God for a breakthrough, it might take 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. But wait. Endure. The endurance is preparing you to receive the breakthrough that you're asking for. That's why he's on time. He's going to give it to you. But before he gives it to you, he's going to make sure that you can handle it, that you can hold on to it. That's why it takes so long. Once the blessings comes, the breakthrough comes, you're going to take off for good. You're not going to lose it. But if somehow you lose heart and you stop waiting and you go to the other side, yes, you're going to get the breakthrough, whatever you get. But the devil always put a price to it. And the price is your soul. You're going to lose your soul. You're not going to have peace in it. You're not going to have love in it. You're going to lose your soul. And each time, you're going to have to come back again and wait on God if you want it properly done. But if you're patient and you wait and he comes through, it's going to come with love, with peace, with rest, all that is going to come along, and you're going to know how to hold on to it. I remember also this story when God gave me knowledge about conspiracy theories. When he gave me that knowledge, I asked for it. That's how I learned that even knowledge given to you when you're not ready for it is dangerous. He gave me that knowledge, and for 5 years, I was out there running, scared, looking at the world, freaking out, not knowing what to do. Until the day he came and told me, hey, shouldn't you ask me to help you handle that knowledge? Because clearly you can't. Because you can't even look at me. I was having a hard time focusing on God. I was looking at what the world was doing instead of focusing on God and knowing that he's sovereign. He's sovereign, sitting on the throne, knowing what's going on. Trust God. So that's when I realized anything that is being given to you before you're ready is going to destroy you. No matter what it is, money, knowledge, anything. That's why it's so important to wait on God. And that's why God being on time is so important. Because we're still children. We don't even know what we want. We just ask for things that we think we need and want. But he knows. And he knows what he comes with. That's why it takes so much time. Take your time, embrace the journey. And when God shows up, everything's going to fall into place. And your life is going to go prosperous, peaceful, love, rest. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. So stay focused. Don't lose heart. Help is on the way. Just stay focused on him. He's still on the throne. He still loves you. Just hang on to him. Like they say, it's so easy to quit, so easy to give up, but it's so hard to hang on. But hang on, because help is on the way. God is always on time. It might take some time, but wait on him. It's going to be worth it. Amen?
Amen.
Underground preacher to the underground church, and I'm out.